Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are aid of Allah. روى لنا الإمام أحمد في مسنده والترمذي في سننه بسند الحسن الصحيح من حديث معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر وعموده وذروة سنامه قلت بلى يا رسول الله قال رأس الأمر وعموده الصلاة وذروة سلامه الجهاد في سبيل الله ثم قال المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبرك بملاك ذلك كله قلت بلى يا رسول الله قال بعدما أخذ بلسان نفسه كف عليك هذا فقلت أو إنا لمؤاخذون بما تتكلم به ألسنتنا يا رسول الله فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ ثقلتك أمك يا معاذ وهل يكف الناس على وجوههم وفي رواية على مناخرهم في النار إلا حصائد ألسنتهم. إمام أحمد بن مسند بن الترمذي بن السنن narrates us with a hadith which is deemed good and authentic that معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه was given advice by رسول الله. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, should I not tell you of the most important thing to be done? And what holds it up? And what is the pinnacle, the highest thing that you can do? Qatul Amr al-Islam, the head, the top of the agenda, everything falls after al-Islam. Wa'amudi al-Salah. It's support, it's pillar, it's pole, it's Salah. Wa'dirwat al-Salam. And the pinnacle. The pinnacle. The most important thing or the best thing you can ever achieve while you are Muslim is to strive and to fight for the cause and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, should I not tell you the way to control all of this? He said, yes, O Rasulullah, tell me of the way. He said, after holding his own tongue sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kuffa alayhi jahad. I warn you against this, beware of this, control this, the tongue, my brothers and sisters. So Mu'adh said, are we going to be held accountable for what our tongue speaks? What it says? God, your mother has surely loved you, ya Mu'adh. What do you think will throw the people on their faces or on their nose in the fire except the evil consequences of their tongue? Therefore, our topic for today, my brothers and sisters, is khuturatul lisan, the danger of the tongue. And as you are used to from our previous Jummah prayers, we will focus our attention to three main points. أولاً, التحذير من شر وخطورة اللسان, a warning to us from the Quran and the Sunnah against the evilness of the tongue. ثانياً, number two, بعض أعمال اللسان الخبيثة, some examples of the evil things that the tongue may do, may say. We will now know the disease of the evilness of the tongue. What is its cure? فَلْنَبْدَأ. Let us begin so that the time is not pulled from under our feet with the first point. تَحْذِير. A warning to us regarding the evilness of the tongue. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ في الحديث الصحيح المتفق عليه in an agreed upon hadith من كان يؤمن بالله وباليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليقل. Whoever believes in Allah and the final day, the day of judgment, let him only speak good words or let him remain silent. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قلت يا رسول الله أي المسلمين أفضل قال من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. I asked him, Abi Musa al-Ash'ari says, I asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who the best of the Muslimin. He said, the best of the Muslimin is who the Muslims are saved or are free from the evil actions of his tongue or his hand. وعن أبي عمرة سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله حدثني بأمر أعتصم به. Tell me of something that I can be, that I can hang on to, that I can hold fast to. فقال قل ربي الله ثم استقل. Say your Lord is Allah. Testify لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله ثم استقل. Then make your actions in accordance with this. Be steadfast in belief to this. So then I told him, Sufyan says, so then I told him, Ya Rasulullah, مَا أَخْوَفُ مَا تَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ. Look at the beautiful questions of the Sahaba. What is the most fearful thing you fear for me, Ya Rasulullah? The Rasul held his tongue. هَذَا أَخَذَ بِلِسَانِ نَفْسِهِ وَقَالَ هَذَا. This is what I truly fear for you. This is the most fearful thing I fear for you. And this hadith, رواه الإمام مسلم وأحمد والترمذي بسند صحيح. It is an authentic hadith found in Muslim and Ahmad and Tirmidhi's book altogether. From this short introduction, we see that there is a great need for us to be careful about what we speak. For the tahdhir, the warnings are many. Now let us look at our second point. What are some, just some of the examples of what the tongue may do? We know that the tongue does great things, does righteous things. هو الذي يتلو القرآن. Your tongue does recite Quran. And it may also be a tongue, يذكر الله, that remembers Allah. And your tongue may call to Allah. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله. And who is better in speaking in speech than a person who calls to the path of Allah. But let us today focus as a reminder to Wallahi myself, before any of you, of the dangers of the tongue. The most dangerous thing the tongue can do is to call people or to believe, or to call people to the belief of shirk, or the belief of kufr, to repeat the words of kufr, to say the words of shirk. This is why, as we see, for a person to enter into al-Islam, what does he say? Kalima. One statement. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. One statement. You enter into Islam. And it is also, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, just that simple to leave Islam. To say a word of disbelief, may Allah save us, ourselves and you from this evil end. What did Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say? عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهذا حديث متفق عليه. Agreed upon حديث. إن العبد. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم is speaking. He's saying, إن العبد سيتكلم بالكلمة. بالكلمة من رضوان الله. لا يلقي لها بالا. فيرفعها الله بها درجات. وإن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة. بالكلمة من سخط الله لا يلقي لها بالا. فيهوى بها في النار. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. The Rasul says, the servant of Allah may say a single word from the pleasure of Allah that will please Allah, and he will never think that he has said something great. He will never think that this is a word that will raise him many levels. And at the same time, the servant of Allah may say a single word from the displeasure of Allah that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will sink it with him into the fire. Allah will sink him with just this one word into the fire. This is one of the most evil things the tongue can do. Another example. What else can the tongue do? The tongue may lie. Get to this. Especially على الله ورسوله. It is worse to lie obviously against Allah or His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah says in Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 60, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ وُجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةً أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمْ مَثْوًا لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. And surely on the day of resurrection, on the day of Qiyamah, you will see those people who used to lie against or about Allah. Their faces will be darkened from embarrassment. Is there not in hell, in Jahannam, a fitting place for these people who are arrogant? وقال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. رواه البخاري. Whoever lies about me intentionally, knowing, let him be ready to accept a seat in the fire. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: آية المنافق ثلاث: إذا حدث كذب، وإذا عاهد أخلف، وإذا اؤتمن خان. The sign of the hypocrite is three. This is a hadith agreed upon, متفق عليه. If he speaks, he lies. He lies. And if he promises to do something, he does not fulfill the promise. And if he is entrusted with an amana, he betrays the trust. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من حديث أبي ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه متفق عليه أيضا and agreed upon hadith also: إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر، وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة، وإن العبد ليصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا، وإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور، وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار، وإن الرجل ليكذب ويتحرى الكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا، والعياذ بالله. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم says, truthfulness, being truthful, leads to righteousness. If you are truthful, you will be righteous. And righteousness, al-birr, leads to the Jannah. And the person may speak the word of truth. And he will always try to speak truth until Allah will write him amongst those who are truthful. Allahu Akbar. And at the same time, lying leads to disobedience, and disobedience leads to the fire. And the person may lie, and he will always keep on lying until Allah, wal'ayadu billah, will write him amongst those who are lying. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The hadith muttafaqun alayhi. What are some of the other actions of the tongue? Shahadatu zur, witnessing false testimony, being a false witness. في الصحيحين عن أبي بكر رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر؟ ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر؟ ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر؟ قلنا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: الإشراك بالله وعقوق الوالدين. فكان متكئا فجلس وقال: ألا وشهادة الزور؟ ألا وقول الزور؟ ألا وشهادة الزور؟ ألا وقول الزور؟ فكاد يرددها حتى قالت الصحابة: ليته سكت. صلى الله عليه وسلم. في الصحيحين, in both authentic books, Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Bakr رضي الله عنه, it is stated to us that the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting with the Sahaba and he said, should I not tell you of the biggest of the big sins? Should I not tell you of the greatest of the great sins? Should I not tell you of the biggest of the big sins? He said, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? Tell us, Ya Rasulullah. He told them to take partners in worship with Allah and to be disobedient or disrespectful or undutiful to your parents. And he was lying down at that moment, so he sat up and he told them, also, being a witness of falsehood or testifying falsely, being a witness of falsehood or testifying falsely. And he kept on saying it and saying it and saying it until the Sahaba said, he has emphasized it so much, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we wish he would leave us. We wish he would remain silent. He has made his point so clear. Shahadatu zur, ya ibadallah, from the biggest of the big sins. What else? What other evil things can the tongue do? Al-ghibah. Al-ghiba. Atadruna mal-ghiba? Do you know what ghiba is? An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, atadruna mal-ghiba? Qulna Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Qal, zikruka akhaka bima yafrah. Qulna ya Rasulullah, afa in kana fi akhi ma aqul? Qal, in kana fihi faqad istabda, wa in lam yakun fihi faqad bahadda. Rawahu Muslim wa Ahmad. In the authentic hadith, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, do you know what ghiba is? They said, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? Allah and His Messenger know best. He said, it is to remember your brother or to speak of your brother in a way that he would hate. In a way that he would hate. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what if what I am saying is in my brother? He is such and such. What if he is? He said, if he is, then you are making ghiba. Then you are making ghiba. But if it isn't and you are lying, then this is buhtan. This is oppressing him through lying. Do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what matan, what terrible he gives us to the Quran of a person who makes ghiba? أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. Would any of you like to eat the flesh of his brother after he died? This is the same as making ghiba, my brothers and sisters. Backbiting. Speaking about your brother or your sister in a way they would not like. What are some of the evil actions that the tongue may also do? From the evil actions that the tongue may also do, my brothers and sisters, is namima. Do you know what namima is, my brothers and sisters? قال الإمام النووي في شرح الإمام مسلم. النميمة هي نقل الكلام بين الناس على جهة الإفساد. It means that you come and you transmit a word that you heard here to somebody over there in order to make them hate one another. You hear here and then you think it's there. In order that these two will hate one another and fight one another, and then you don't stop there, you take it to somebody else. And you say, look what these two said. And this third person said this. And she said that. النميمة. Do you know what the punishment for such a person is, Ya Ibad Allah? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة نماء رواه مسلم. In an authentic hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, a person who makes namima will not enter the Jannah. Will not enter the Jannah, Ya Ibad Allah. Because the gravity of the sin deserves such a punishment. Making people hate one another on purpose. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. We now know the disease, the cancer. What is its cure? أولاً يا عباد الله الرجوع والتوبة إلى الله عز وجل. That you come back, repent to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Make your tawbah, renew yourself in the sight of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Repent to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. I have previously made a Jummah prayer on the requirements of tawbah. I will summarize it for you today. There are three major requirements that must be fulfilled for your tawbah to be accepted according to Al-Imam Al-Nawawi in Riyadh Al-Salihin. He says, أولاً الإقلاع عن المعصية. That you stop at that exact moment making this same sin. Stop. Secondly, number two, الندم على فعلها. That you regret having committed it in the first place. You regret having committed this evil sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الندم توبة. Nadam is from توبة. Nadam is توبة. Regretfulness is توبة. You must have regret for committing the sin. Thirdly, أن تعزم ألا تعود إلى هذا الذنب أبدا. That you make an intention inside yourself between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will never return to making the same sin again. What is the second cure? أن تخلص كل عملك لله. Every action you do is to be only done with the sincerity for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never do a single action of worship or otherwise for anything but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know what the Sahaba used to say of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They used to say he would not speak a single word. لا يتكلم بالكلمة إلا إن حس في نفسه أن الله سيجزيه عليه. He would not speak a single word until he felt inside himself that Allah will give him reward if he says this word. Ikhlas. Sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three. لا تجلس مع أهل السوء. لا تجالس أهل السوء. Do not sit with the people who you know are evil. For instance, you know a group of brothers or a group of sisters are always making ghibah. They speak about him and her and him and her. What would make you want to be with them? Leave them. وَأْنُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَأَهْلِ الْخَيْرِ. Leave the people who are like this and come to the people who you see are trying to follow the sunnah. You see them in the masajid praying. You see them trying to establish something of goodness for Islam. Come closer to them. رَابِعًا أَنْ تَذْكُرَ النَّفْسِ. نَعَمْ يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Number four, remember the time of death. Wallahi ya ahbab, if we remember the time of death, we will put a stone in our mouth like Abu Bakr and Umar. They used to put a stone in their mouth so they would think of what they wanted to say, then take the stone out and then speak. Ya Ibad Allah, remember death. Remember when you will only be clothed in two sheets of cotton. And somebody will make ghusla for you. You can't even make ghusla for yourself. And they will put the thieves, the mist on you. And they will wrap you in this cloth. And if you are lucky, somebody with sincerity will make dua for you. And you will be placed in the dark qabr, in the grave. You will be placed in a grave by yourself, answering about the great evils you did and even the small deeds that you did. Remember the time of death. خامساً وأخيراً. Finally, number five. أن تقرأ القرآن وتذكر الله كثيراً وأن تعمل أي عمل صالح. Always be in the habit of reciting Quran or in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or just doing any good deed that you can see. For when you read the Quran, my brothers and sisters, whether in English or in Arabic, in any language, you will come across ayat that will tell you, describe for you the fire. For instance, you will read ayat that will describe for you that the people in the fire, their clothing is made of fire. And the people in the fire, their food that they will eat is made of fire. And the water that they drink is made of fire. You will come to these ayat. And you will also come to the ayat who will give you more yaqeen. Ayat that will make you wish for the Jannah. Ayat that will describe the Jannah to you, my brothers and sisters. Recite the Quran. And these are the words I wish to leave you with today. And before we conclude, I wish to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our tongues from ever saying a word of shirk. And to purify our tongues from ever stating or saying a word of kadhib. And to purify our tongues from ever stating or saying a word of ghibah or namimah or shahada zur or any of the evil types of deeds. Ameen.